Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, happy to have you along. Hard-hitting talk radio, absolutely no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December the 29th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We're also playing Christmas music to try to extend the reason for the season a little longer. Would love it if we had a Christmas attitude in America every single day. Wouldn't you like that, ladies and gentlemen? By the way, I was talking to some friends of mine yesterday, and they were talking about saying, you know what would the world be like without fear, without threat, without hatred, without... And we talked about a friend of ours grew up and really experienced the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. You know, then in school, they were going under their desks for fear of a Cold War fallout kind of an idea. You know, what do you do in this? And I grew up earthquakes and turmoil. And, you know, now kids are, you know, government schools and schools are having guns. And now the fear is, what do you do when a gun violent criminal breaks out with a gun? What do you do? And, you know, fear everywhere. And we talked about, we've never grown up in a nation, none of us that are alive now, in a situation without fear. Now, I'm not saying we run around in fear all day. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying, you know what? We've had threats and fear and turmoil and violence as a reality to deal with literally our whole lives. What would it be like, thinking of Christmas time, what would it be like to grow up in a country where peace, prosperity, stability, safety, comfort were the primary view? Where, you know what, people weren't trying to take advantage of their neighbor. They weren't trying to dig a pit for the neighbor. They weren't trying to take advantage of people because of their words. They weren't trying to get the upper hand. They kind of believed in a win-win-win scenario where everybody wins and everybody does well. And you know what, I don't really, preserve my character or my honor if I take advantage of someone. On my honor is my duty. We shake hands for contracts. And what would the world be like if people grew up in two-parent households where there was a father and there was a mother and there was all these wonderful things? What would it be like? And we don't even know what it would be like. Now, I grew up in a two-parent household, so I understand what that's like. But you know what? A significant number of Americans don't know that. What would it be like to have marriage ordained of God, divinely appointed by Almighty God, between one man and one woman? Okay, what if that scenario was the order of the day? What if that was, there was rare exception? What if, we went on. There's so much that Christmas and the spirit of Christmas underpinning that celebration is the belief in Christ and a willingness to follow him, to keep his commandments. That should be front and center on our minds as individuals and as families. Just think of family. The traditional God-ordained family was the fundamental unit of society. I mean, that was kind of the way it was. You know, in the 50s, it was kind of that way a lot more. But they had fears of World War II on their heels, right? Fears of what is the Cold War going to bring, you know, kind of thing. you know, we've had that as our companion. The earth experiences fraught with fear and trouble and turmoil and concern, and everything is shifting, and you never know, and you don't have stability, and you know, that's part of the experience. I get it, but I also say we as people could do a lot more to mitigate a lot of those concerns and those shifting realities and provide more stability and more comfort and strength and peace if we would follow Christ and keep his commandments. Anyway, I digress, except it was a great discussion that I had with some dear friends just, I think, yesterday. We were talking about that, and I felt like that was a worthy discussion to bring to the radio. Each of us has an individual responsibility to keep the commandments of God. And you might say, Sam, I'm not that religious. I'm just not. I'm not a Christian like you, or I understand. But you know what? I'm not here to debate these fundamentals from a godly point of view with you. I'm here to tell you that in every society that has stability and civility and all that to it, these principles, the Ten Commandments and the two great commandments, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, might, mind, and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. Okay, these 12 guidelines, the two great commandments to which the law hangeth, and then the Ten Commandments, these 12 guidelines really are the fundamentals to a civilized, normal, stable, civil society. Whether you believe in God or not, you should believe in the principles. Believe in the idea that thou shalt not steal. I can live and let live. Okay? I can go along with the libertarian or the viewpoint of live and let live quite a bit. As long as we don't cross certain guidelines of morality and stability. My rights end where yours begin and vice versa, right? These fundamentals are critical. And whether you believe in God or not, or whether we believe that, you know, God is the Trinity, or whether you believe God the Father, His Son, and the Holy Ghost are three separate beings, not the Trinity, two Christian ideologies. And I know the Christians of today who believe in Trinity would say, oh, to believe they're separate beings is blasphemy. But you know, in the first several hundred years after Christ's resurrection, there was a big debate about that. The Nicene Creed and everything else comes out of that, right? So look, these fundamental Christian beliefs, some say I don't believe in either view, the Trinity or the separate three beings viewpoint. I don't believe there's a God. Some are deists and say, I believe there's a God, but he winded the world up like a clock and he just kind of let it tick and walk away. You know, whatever you believe, that's fine. But these fundamental principles of thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, these fundamental realities matter. It has to do with trust and faith and stability in society. Anyway, just imagine what the world would be like if the majority of the people did their very best to follow Christ and follow his teachings and live in the familial unit of society, the family, where there's a husband and a wife, in other words, a mother and a father who had fidelity to one another and to their children. And then imagine if the traditional roles that were really the order of the day for thousands of years, manipulated today by those who would destroy the family, but these modern traditional roles, the man's primarily responsibility is provider and protector. The woman's primary responsibility is nurture. Obviously, there's nurture from the husband, and there's some protection that the wife provides to children and everything else. I'm not saying there's not overlap in these fundamental roles. Or adaptation to circumstances and needs. Sometimes husband's ill and wife has to work or whatever. You know, I get it. I understand. Sometimes both of them have to work because taxation is so belligerently out of control. I understand. But I'm telling you that imagine if we generally followed the fundamental roles of husband, father, protector. He presides and protects and provides. And the wife primarily nurtures. Just imagine if we had a society like that. You say, well, Sam, nurturing just degrades women. Lies. From the pit of hell, lies. Men and women are designed to work together not as divisionary roles, not as competing roles, as complementary roles. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Think about that statement. Think about how critical that really is. God has a plan, is what I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen. And God's plan is eternal. And it's important. So why do I go off on this rant? Because it really relates to a discussion that I had with some friends yesterday. But it also has to do with this effort we're going to make in 2022 at the Loving Liberty Radio Networks. LovingLiberty.net is our website. We're not only a nationally syndicated radio network, global reach on the internet. We've got live and on-demand radio and a 24/7 radio network, but we also have podcasts, lots of great podcasts. We just added two of them. Check them out on the website, lovingliberty.net. One of them is our buddy David Barton and his buddy Rick Green do an incredible show. We added that. We also added Promises of the Constitution, a great show by Pam Opechaw, doing a great job for that. So anyway, we're adding podcasts, but the whole goal of 2022 is to be truth tellers. We want to tell the tale of truth everywhere we go all the time. We want to really double down on the truth and solutions. All right? Truth tellers advocate for solutions. That's who we are and what we do. We're going to kick it off right. We're going to recognize women in our lives and the wonderful role God has established for them. Women who love liberty. Liberty ladies is what we're calling them. Liberty ladies partnering with strong men who are really strong on the outside but humble on the inside, who on one hand have a strong hand when it comes to what needs to get done, but yet a very gentle touch when it comes to women and children. Yeah, real men, real women. We're going to be telling the truth like nobody's business on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, I got off on that topic so much I didn't even get to the recap of yesterday's show, did I? All right, that's coming up next, and then I'll dig in hard. We're going to talk about the Pope quite a bit today. Yeah, we talk about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints a lot because we know a lot about it. And when new information comes forward, we brief you on that. But we do so for other religions as well. Catholics are up. The Pope's on deck. We'll talk about it on your radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am Sam Buschman, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. So the note I wrote for last segment, I got off track, but I really focused on, I think, something critically important that we're going to be focusing on for 2022 and beyond. Sam jumps into a monologue. What would the world be like? Yeah, hopefully that note makes sense. For those who haven't listened, hopefully they'll go, what? What is he talking about? And want to dig in. For those of you who know what it's about, hey, hopefully that little teaser makes sense in the notes. All right, a recap of yesterday's show starts now. A listener reminds us where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That's 2 Corinthians 3:17. No doubt, the principles of liberty are taught in the Bible. In fact, let's be very clear, that's where the founding fathers got most of the proper role of limited government, with checks and balances and understanding you know, how things should be separated and divided in its power. And, you know, the Bible is really replete with a lot of that wonderful information. The true record of God does have the answers, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be very, very clear. In fact, we're working on the livingliberty.net website, and we're going to put up a section. They're going to be called truth documents or documents of truth. And it's going to be, you know, the Bible is going to be there. We're members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, so the Book of Mormon will be there. One of the leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints called the Book of Mormon one of the greatest handbooks for freedom ever written. And because it teaches about this cycle, about how people are, you know, fine. They believe in God. They follow God. God blesses them, so they prosper. Over time, they kind of focus on things of the world and forget about God. And then they start to be unkind to one another. And then they start to persecute one another. And they start to look at riches rather than God. And they start to trust in their own strength. And so this cycle, they go bad. And then God, you know, creates weather anomalies and different things like that, and famines and whatever, plagues, and pretty soon they are hating it, and so they remember, turn to their God and repent, and then as they repent, God blesses them again, and the cycle starts over. This cycle is documented in the Bible. It's documented in the, as I mentioned, the Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ. We're going to be talking about that cycle throughout 2022 as well. You know, you can call it whatever cycle you want. You can say, I don't believe in your Mormon book. Fine. But the cycle still remains about how societies evolve and devolve and change and what happens in those societies. Anyway, so there you have that. Back to our recap here. Dad, they say, pulls epic prank on Joe Biden. But now he says he's being flooded with threats. I told you this Let's Go Brandon was no good. The F Joe Biden idea was bogus. I told you that it would devolve to violence because there's nowhere else to go, and now we're already seeing it. I don't believe it was an epic joke on Joe Biden at all. I think it was a shame the father did it, and I think it was a sad day. Look, I don't enjoy Biden's beliefs. I don't agree with Biden on issues, but I'm not here to lay a trap for Biden. I'm not here to take advantage of Joe because of his words. I'm not here to mock the president or create an epic stunt. Or, you know, at the end of the day, go, got him. I'm not interested in that. We don't dig a pit for our neighbor. That's not what we do on your radio. So I'm sad the father did that. Shame on him. I think Joe sadly agreed because he doesn't know what he's talking about. But again, you know what? Every one of us stumbles. Let's talk about things that matter for the security of our nation. Let's talk about things that matter when it comes to the truth and honesty. Let's talk about our rights. Let's not beat up Joe as a person. Let's not take advantage of Joe. Let's not dig a pit for Joe or anybody else that you agree or disagree with. Let's have an unprecedented era, future of civility, shall we? Fauci, quote, vaccine mandate for domestic air travel would be welcome. We're going to dig into that more as the broadcast unfolds because a lot more has come to light on that since we talked about it yesterday. Fauci is out of control. A NYT or New York Times deputy Asia editor, guy's name is Carlos Tejada, posted on social media that he had gotten a Moderna COVID-19 booster shot. He got that after he got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So he got the vaccine and the booster, exactly what he was told to do by your government, right? And governments around the world. Less than a day later, he died. He was only 49 and he was healthy before it happened. Will they admit the vaccines killed him? Doubt it. The NFL, the NBA, the NHL, and other professional sports leagues who have some of the healthiest people in the world are now seeing massive COVID outbreaks despite vaccination rates over 95%. But somehow they say increasing vaccinations will end COVID. Doesn't make any sense. We're now getting samplings to prove their projections wrong. They used to tell you they don't know what percent we need to develop herd immunity to the COVID. Now 95%+ examples aren't working. Just ask the sports teams. Also, ask planes. People are going on planes and coming out sick. If the prevention of anybody going on a plane internationally, so we're going to block from certain countries, was going to help, how come the coronavirus and the latest derivatives or variants came to America so quickly? Answer, because it doesn't work. How come on these ships where you have 100% vaccination rates, cruise lines, Navy, all kinds of, how come you're having outbreaks on these ships if it works? And the answer is they call it a breakthrough infection. It broke through what? Well, it broke through their lies is what it did. They lie and say that it's safe, that it's effective, that you're highly protected is the term even Joe uses. Well, you're not highly protected when a breakthrough happens, and we're starting to see breakthroughs all the time. Two senators who are fully vaxxed plus the booster have had breakthroughs. Congressmen have had breakthroughs. People on ships and people on planes, and now the pilots who are either fired if they wouldn't take the vaccine, 90-plus, 95-plus percent mandated, fully vaccinated folks on airplane. Now they can't even fly the planes. They're all taking sick days because of, quote, rare breakthroughs. You're highly protected. Lies. They're not rare in breakthroughs. It happens all the time, and you're not protected. Just ask the folks that are supposed to be flying planes now and are home sick, calling in sick, going, I can't go to work because I got the COCO. Ask those people. Right? Hundreds of flights, thousands of flights have been canceled over the Christmas weekend. They say COVID-related sick calls are the reason. They have the planes. They just don't have the staff. Why? Because the fully vaccinated staff are sick. Is that a once-in-a-while breakthrough vacation? Breakthrough infection? No. We're talking about thousands of flights now. And it started on, you know, around Christmas, but that's after they laid off a lot of people, got rid of people because they wouldn't take the vaccine. So they got rid of a lot of their employees. The other employees, they're all sick. The vaccinated are all sick. It's not a rare breakthrough like they want you to believe. It's a lie. And it's also a lie that, you know what, it's safe and effective and you're highly protected. That isn't true. Now they have to reduce the, without any science, by the way, without any evidence. Let me say that again. Without any evidence, they reduce the, quote, isolation time from 10 days to 5 days. They didn't do that because it's backed by science. There was no studies. There was no evidence. There was only this. We believe that people are, you know, spreading the virus less after you're sick than we thought. And so we're going to reduce it from 10 days to five. The truth is, it's political. The truth is they got all kind of pushback at the CDC from all kinds of businesses saying we flat out can't even operate. So this is an economic decision by pressure from big business saying, hey, we've been following your guidelines, but our people are all sick. So the CDC is shortening the isolation time from 10 days to 5 days. They say if asymptomatic followed by 5 days of wearing a mask. We don't have any evidence that masks work. In fact, we have evidence to the contrary. We don't have any evidence that if you're asymptomatic that you spread the virus less than if you're sick. Why do we say a sick guy has to stay home, but an asymptomatic person's fine? We haven't tested them. We don't know which one is fine and which one's not. The asymptomatic guy might spread the disease way more than a sick guy. We don't have any evidence, any facts on that at all. So they're just lying to you and changing the game as they go. For political reasons, for everything else. They're not doing it because it's facts. They're doing it because they have no choice. The fact is, this rare breakthrough infection stuff is not rare at all. And this, you're highly protected lie from Joe is not true. How does Joe know? Joe's not a scientist. Joe's not a doctor. Joe Biden's allowed to speak out and say what he wants, whether it's fake news or not. There's thousands upon thousands of scientists and doctors that would completely disagree with Joe. Why is Joe allowed to say what he wants and peddle fake news when he's not even a licensed physician? But yet doctors who have evidence and experience in the real world on the ground, they're not allowed to articulate their views because they're somehow fake news. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth shall set you free.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
85-year-old John Madden, probably the biggest name ever in the National Football League, unexpectedly died Tuesday morning in Pleasanton, California. That's in the East Bay area.
Anyway, here's how you slice it. See, a lot of people don't know this. You have to slice it down the middle. See, and then you slice it across this way. Because what it is, it's a deboned chicken stuffed in a deboned duck stuffed in a deboned turkey, with dressing between the chicken and the duck and the duck and the turkey.
Sportscaster Jim Gray on Fox News Wednesday morning.
He went on to win more games for his first 10 years in a percentage. He won 3 out of 4 games. Just think about that for a minute, folks. 3 out of 4 games that he played, 75%.
Mission controllers started the risky process Tuesday to open the James Webb Space Telescope Sunshield. The telescope continues moving to its home 1 million miles from Earth. USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. But call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get a COVID update with Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
The Biden administration remains under fire for COVID-19 testing shortages and long lines at COVID testing sites. Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs joins Fox News and criticizes the White House's strategy to curb the pandemic.
They ginned up the sense of needing a test. Everybody needs to get tested, and then they didn't make sure that you could receive those tests.
As part of the Biden administration's plans to combat the spread of the highly contagious Omicron variant, the White House will order 500 million at-home rapid tests that Americans can obtain for free. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, on Tuesday said it's actively investigating or observing 86 cruise ships following COVID-19 outbreaks on board. USA Radio News.
Absolutely bogus, man. Their narrative is absolutely unraveling like you wouldn't believe. Why won't they let the vaccine injured tell their stories? Why won't they let those who have died from vaccinations tell their... Oh, dead people tell no truths, I guess, right? Why not the families tell that my family member died because of the vaccinations? Why won't they let us tell those stories? We now hear at the bottom of the hour break on USA Radio News. That's why we have the news. A lot of people mock me for having the news at the top and bottom of the hour on our networks, but I submit to you that it's valuable. You get a lot of real-time news when it breaks from these groups. You also get interesting tidbits of the narrative that they're telling. I call it kind of the enemy narrative, if you will. These groups, these Salem Radio Network and USA Radio Network, they're the most conservative news I can find. If you can find me a 24/7 consistent news channel that's better, I'm absolutely interested. But in the meantime, they're willing to tell the narrative of the mainstream press, if you will. They do so with a little bit more Christian view, and they're willing to tell the tale more than most. But they just, at the bottom of the hour, said, now the CDC is looking at 86 cruise ships that have breakthrough infections on them. Is that rare? No, it just means that those who are vaccinated are passing the coronavirus to each other. Okay, they're getting sick, breakthrough, then they're passing it to others. You got breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough, making the breakthrough narrative a lie. The vaccines simply don't work, and the CDC's reality check is proving it. All right, Dr. Peter McCullough, for example, speaks to Joe Rogan on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast, and they say, you know what, we wouldn't even be allowed to tell this story on YouTube or on other places. Thank heavens Joe Rogan's willing to talk about it and have on Peter McCullough and let Peter speak freely as he chooses, right? medical scientist, Peter McCullough, doctor, speaks out. And he charged that the media and the government censorship related to COVID and the reality of treatments and not willing to focus on early, natural, and other treatments have caused untold harm, contributing to many deaths. All right, that's Dr. Peter McCullough saying that. There's a lot of doctors, thousands of doctors are speaking out. McCullough, believe it or not, has testified before Congress, before the U.S. Senate, on the suppression of early treatments that have been shown to be effective for COVID-19, including hydroxychloroquine, and ivermectin both, ladies and gentlemen. His concern about the COVID-19 vaccine is the unusually high number of deaths, not to mention reports of severe adverse events or reactions, such as myocarditis, that's the heart thing, compared to previous vaccines. But they don't care. See, why can this doctor testify before the Senate but not speak to the people? Why does YouTube become God and the government backs this idea where they can say, Peter McCullough, even though you're a licensed medical physician, a scientist, a doctor, you can't share your views. Fake news, can't share them. But yet the Senate can hear from Dr. Peter McCullough. And Joe Biden is able to speak and spew his lies that they're safe and effective. They're not safe and effective. There's deaths by the thousands because of the vaccines. There's adverse reactions by the thousands, bordering on millions now. At least tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, beyond debate. Even the experiments, before they released the experimental vaccines, unleashed it on the world. They had all kinds of deaths and adverse reactions. The companies know it. The governments know it. Everybody knows it. In fact, why aren't refugees getting vaccines? Because they don't want to be liable. Countries can protect vaccination companies by having the taxpayers bail out when liability needs to happen. But refugees don't have that guarantee by any government. So therefore, they're not going to vaccinate the refugees because they don't want to get in trouble and be liable. Why is all that? Let's talk about the truth, shall we? So Joe's able to spew his lie that you're highly protected if you've taken, you know, vaccine one, vaccine two, then the booster. Now they're talking about a fourth vaccine because it isn't working and they know it. But why is Joe able to spew that fake news lie everywhere he wants? The news is just full of Joe and the CDC. Never mind the fake news and the lies they've been peddling. But yet Joe can speak out even though he's not a physician. He's not a licensed physician. He's not a scientist. He doesn't have experience. But he can say what he wants anywhere and it's okay. But Peter McCullough can't. Why? Because they can't handle the truth. They don't want the other side of the story to be told. They don't want families of the dead to speak out. Those who have had adverse reactions to speak out and tell the truth. Because it'll destroy their narrative that they're safe and effective and that you're highly protected. It isn't true. There's only three federal officials now viewed favorably by the American people, according to a new poll. John Roberts, the Supreme Court Justice. Jerome Powell and Anthony Fauci. Why the people believe in those guys, I don't know. But it's obvious why we can't get Fauci fired, because most of the people love Fauci. They love the lies being spewed from supposedly the top doctor in the land. Never mind that Fauci can spew his lies. But yet, you know what? All the other doctors who disagree with him are flat out shut down everywhere. There was a caller to Republic Broadcasting Network. A listener emailed this to me. And they recommended a slogan against the mandates, which I think was brilliant. They're lying and we're dying. Amen. They are lying. We are dying. That's a factual statement if I've ever heard. Wow. All right. Second hour, we had on our guest, Nathan Jones. He happens to be the CEO of a company called Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, clear.com. They are a global leader in creating natural, convenient, xylitol-based products. They're sinus and oral care-based products to help you live a healthy lifestyle. Clear.com with an X. XCLEAR.com. And we had a great chat with Nathan. And Nate founded Clear in order to improve lives by spreading the message of proactive health. Pretty cool stuff. Clear Max is one. That's their clean your nose spray. They got Spry, which is dental defense. Then they have XyloSweet, a natural sweetener. And these products really make a difference, folks, naturally. Xylitol stuff is pretty cool. But a lawsuit was filed by the Department of Justice. They claim on behalf of the United States, alleging that certain statements made by Clear violated the Federal Trade Commission Act and the Consumer Protection Act. Lies, lies, lies. They're not willing to debate the science of it with the FDA. They're just simply saying, hey, you're violating all kinds of trade rules. Well, that's the way they basically change the argument, not have to discuss the science, but attack groups who are all focusing on natural health and healing solutions. But here's the point. The government is suing Clear, asserting, among other things, that when Clear tells people about scientific studies, including published by the National Institutes of Health, that somehow the Clear staff is misleading people and making false claims. The whole thing is nonsensical, but that's the battle. The government's doing all within its power to stop Clear from simply telling the public about the science. What is the government protecting Americans from? The facts? The science? The right to know? That's what we're seeing, folks. It's a shame. Our government refuses to tell the American people that washing your nose with Clear products and other products, you know what, may significantly reduce your risk of getting a severe case of COVID-19, which might lead to hospitalization and death. The government doesn't want these people to tell this story. Using nasal sprays to combat SARS-CoV, right? You want to learn more? Go to clear.com/science. Nasal irrigation reduces symptoms related to SARS-CoV-2. They're not allowed to say those things. Never mind, there's scientific studies that prove it. How come government and the media can run around and say, wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands? Well, I think they should be able to say that. But Clear is just saying, wash your nose. Wash your nose. Using our products, you can wash your nose. And if you wash your nose, hey, there's snot there. Because your body's trying to fight off an infection or whatever else. And so in that snot can harbor all these diseases. You know, wash it out. Clear it out. It'll really help. Wash your hands and your nose. The government's saying, no, we can wash our hands, but don't claim washing your nose helps. You can't say that. So Clear says, well, FDA and others, what do we need to do to say that? Crickets, silence. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why I say that your government is your enemy in this. They don't want the truth. They don't want health and healing. They're shutting down every doctor, every scientist, every health and healing company from doing anything but their plan, which is vaccine and death. You got to ask yourself, why the heck? Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
The CDC just reported that 7,218 people died after receiving a COVID-19 shot. Granted, vaccines are a complicated concoction of chemicals, and as with any medical experiment, it can take a long time to get it right. This is not the first time people have been hurt when vaccinated. What is different this time, and so concerning, is the reaction to these death numbers. Let me explain. In 1976, the government vaccinated 45 million people for swine flu. A total of 53 people died after getting that shot, and the U.S. government immediately halted the vaccination program. Why? Because authorities decided it was too much of a risk. Why would they halt the program back then for 53 deaths, but now, with over 7,000 deaths, they are using every method possible to force it on you? In fact, now the health authorities are using their power to silence anyone who dares to question the COVID vaccination. Why? Why is anyone that questions COVID silenced? Even doctors are being censored. What's up with that?
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor.
VoteBundy.com.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, there's a petition to bring Senator Manchin to the GOP. We talked about this the other day, and I didn't get a chance to recap this one. StopJoe.com is what they want, and I don't understand it. It's insane. Why would you want Joe Manchin to be a Republican? It's a joke. The National Taxpayers Union rates Congress, and Joe Manchin gets a 20... No, he gets a 4%. I guess it's the 2020 numbers they're talking about. A 4%. Why would you want a National Taxpayers Union? So when it comes to your taxes... from a friendly tax point of view, this guy gets a 4%. Why would you want that guy to be a GOPer? Are you kidding me right now? The New American Magazine also has what they call the Freedom Index. It's a congressional scorecard based on the U.S. constitutionality of your votes, right? And Joe Manchin on there got a 28%. 28% friendly to the Constitution. What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? Does that mean it's a 72% unfriendly to the Constitution? Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Who on earth would want Joe Manchin to be part of your party? What are you trying to do, build the swamp? Just have the Republican Party such a wide net, big tent group that nothing matters? Principle doesn't matter. Fidelity to the Constitution doesn't matter. Oath of office doesn't matter. None of those things matter. Just make the party big. Make the party bold. You got a massive log cabin Republican faction of the Republican Party that's the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and whatever the heck the Q stands for. I say that because if you say queer, are you allowed to say that? Are you allowed to use queer now, or is that kind of racist and bigoted? I don't know. It's kind of confusing, right? Nevertheless, the Q is that questioning. Well, I'm questioning the whole narrative, ladies and gentlemen. Tell you that right now. I'm not here to be mean to any of these people, but I'm here to say, look, what is the Republican platform all about? Do we have any fidelity to that? What is the value of party? Why do we have a willingness to obey the party or be part of the party, but not obey the party's platform? What's that all about? Who decides the platform? Who decides the fidelity to that? Well, forget party for a second. What about principle? Anyway, I digress. I just thought I'd tell you that. I got to get to the Pope, folks. So Pope Francis is in the news, ladies and gentlemen, for a very good reason. And again, I always tell you the good, bad, and the ugly. Even when it's the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, if I don't feel like what they're doing makes sense, I speak out. I don't attack them, and I'm not going to attack the Pope even if I disagree with him either. But I am going to do my best to talk about principle. And when it comes to forced vaccinations, I stand on the principle of agency. People should be able to choose as they think best, and forced vaccinations are wrong and evil. And when the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and others are doubling down in favor of vaccines, I politely disagree. If the Pope does something wrong, I'll disagree. If the Southern Baptists do something wrong, I'll disagree. And I'll highlight why I disagree. The reason I disagree with the vaccine thing is because I believe in the principle of agency. People should be able to have transparent information and be able to choose for themselves. I maintain that forever. And I'm not an anti-vaxxer to the point where, hey, if you want to get vaccinated, I'm not against you. Go right ahead. I don't believe in the vaccines for me. I don't want to take them. I would encourage you not to take them because my research says they're not safe, effective. They don't provide a high degree of protection, as you've been told. That isn't true. So I don't want the vaccines. But if you want them and you do your research and you come back and say, Sam, I really believe they're beneficial, you know, I'm going to take them. Go right ahead. Just don't force me as I won't force you. Let's just live and let live a little bit, right? Anyway, I digress again. Back to the Pope. He's doing a great job. He has a great message, and I want to share it with you if you haven't seen it or heard it. Pope Francis shared his advice for married couples. He says, remember these three words in marriage, please. He talks about marriage. The relationships in marriage have been tested due to the pandemic big time. Okay? Francis, or Pope Francis, spoke from his studio window and penned his letter, a Christmas present, to married couples. See, I think that's fantastic. Good for the Pope. As he urged couples who are struggling to seek help. I agree. You need to be careful where you go for help, but I agree. He also wanted you to remember these three words in marriage, please. The comments were noted by the Today Show in a piece published on Monday. The Pope talked about how the pandemic aggravated pre-existing problems in some families and created conflicts that in some cases became almost unbearable, the Pope says. The breakdown of a marriage causes immense suffering. Boy, is he right on that reality. Since many hopes are dashed and misunderstandings can lead to arguments and hurts that are not easily healed. Amen to that. He's right as rain. The most intimate of relationships, the marriage, also has the most delicate of relationships to where, you know what? Even words that are said carelessly can create real damage, not only to the relationship, but to the people who are involved. Francis explained, amen. Right as rain. Children end up having to suffer the pains of seeing their parents no longer together. The Holy Father pleaded with parents to keep seeking help to overcome obstacles, including through prayer. That's really cool. So now the Pope focusing on prayer. Remember also that forgiveness heals every wound, the Pope shared. He also encouraged married couples to keep having children. He calls it to fight the demographic winter. Right? Italy, believe it, is now home to one of the lowest birth rates in the world. Maybe we're not born into an exceptional problem-free family, but you know what? Our family is our story. Everyone has to think this. Our family is our story, our heritage. It's my story, Pope Francis said. They are our roots, and if we cut them, life dries up. Wow. Wise words, in my humble opinion, from the Pope. I'm not even Catholic. But you know what? I find truth wherever it is, and I bring it to the table. I reject truth wherever it's... I'm sorry. I reject lies or the lack of truth wherever I find it. I do my best to embrace truth everywhere. And I know people would say, well, Sam, that's just the truth as you see it or the truth as you tell it. I know. I get it. Everyone's that way. Right? I'm no different. I'm not putting myself above anybody else. I'm just telling you, I embrace the truth to the best of my ability and bring it to you. And I try to reject falsehoods every time I can and bring it to you. And if you like my take and if you believe in my narrative or whatever you want to say as part of your life, that if it educates you and informs you and entertains you and encourages you and provides you support for stability and safety and prosperity in your life, and you believe I bring solutions to the table, then listen to what I have to say. If you don't, then just simply turn off your radio and go away. Go listen to somebody else that you believe in more. That's all. Right? Pope Francis, I believe, is on target here. Shares his advice for married couples. Remember these three words. Yeah. He counsels seeking help to overcome obstacles, including through prayer. I couldn't agree more. Remember also that forgiveness heals every wound, the Pope also explained. I couldn't agree more. He also encouraged married couples to keep having children. I love that. Because I believe that's where the solutions are found, in the family. Remember that Mike Lee Senator Mike Lee clip that we highlight on the breaks. He talks about, hey, you know what? You can have all kinds of political ideas to things, but that isn't the answer. If we want to solve the problems of today, what we need to do is get married and have kids. It's the family that's the fundamental unit of society. It's the family where solutions are found. It's the family, baby. And the Pope doubles down and gets it and highlights for Christmas the importance of marriage. The Pope shares his advice for married couples. Remember these three words in marriage. You ready for them? I've held off on giving them to you on purpose a little bit. The three words are as follows. Please, thanks, or thank you, and sorry. Please, thank you, and sorry. In my opinion, this is brilliant counsel from the Pope, ladies and gentlemen. Really brilliant. If you want your marriage to last, learn to use the words please, thank you, and sorry. And genuinely mean those words. And then focus on getting help. Prayer is the place to go. Getting help from God Almighty. Prayer is an integral component. Forgiveness, necessary and vital. So the Pope is saying, go to God, forgive one another, use please, thank you, and sorry, and have children. And when you do those things, you'll be on the right track to a healthy, stable marriage. You can conquer misunderstandings. You can conquer words said recklessly, lightly, not meant, not intended, and you can heal the hurt. You can come together, and you can realize how vital marriage really is. See? I mean, just tremendous stuff, in my opinion. Seeking help to overcome obstacles, including prayer. Keep having children, baby. That's what the Pope also says. I couldn't agree with this advice more if I wanted to. It's fantastic advice from our Catholic brethren and sisters, or whatever you want to say. I think it's really good. I'm going to repeat it one more time before the end of the hour because I don't want you to miss any of it. Some say too, Sam, why do you repeat yourself? Why don't you just move on? Because I'm really trying to get, if you're listening to the radio and you get distracted for a minute because a phone call comes in, or you, you know what, you're pulling up in your car and you're parking and you got to roll down your window and grab a ticket or whatever you got to do, right? I don't want you to miss things. So I repeat myself a lot of times on the radio, not because I'm confused. It's because I realize that life happens while you're listening to the radio. I realize distractions occur and everything else, right? But I want to really highlight and tell you how much I agree with Pope Francis. Pope Francis shared his advice for married couples. Remember these three words in your marriage. Please, thanks, and sorry. Seeking help to overcome obstacles, including through prayer, advises the Pope. Remember also that forgiveness heals every wound, the Pope shared. He also encouraged married couples to keep having children. What an incredible Christmas gift is the best way I can describe it. What an incredible Christmas gift from the Pope, baby. Penning his letter, speaking out boldly, nobly, and independently. I believe speaking God's word here. Whether you're a Catholic, whether you're a Mormon or a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, whether you're a Baptist, Southern Baptist or otherwise, whether you're evangelical, whatever word you describe your worship, man, you got to agree with the Pope on all this. Have children, turn to God, pray, learn to say please, sorry, and thank you. Marriage is vital. Amen. Amen. And amen is all I can say. All right, that's a wrap. Hopefully it wasn't too boring. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. Hard-hitting for sure on your radio. But hopefully we take on the hard-hitting reality in terms of principles and focus on the truth. Hopefully we're not offending and attacking individuals because that's never our intent. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Merry Christmas extended to you and a Happy New Year. We pray that in 2022 we can be greater truth tellers than we've hitherto been. I don't know how to get that done, but I'm going to sure pray hard and work at it. I'll tell you that right now. All right, hour one of the can, hour two coming up. Donate liberally to our efforts, please. Every penny helps us grow our presence in the media. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic.